7th Mishnah. Someone comes to the kohen initially and he's completely white, Yazgir, then you lock him up, because we said before, if he starts off kulei lovin, it's not a reason to be metayin. Not only say lovin yachlid, if you got two white hairs, then you make it fully tamim. If both of them got black, or one of them got black, one of them got smaller than the shear, or both of them got smaller than the shear, one of them did. Nizma shrin lishneim, or a shrin, which is a different type of situation of his skin, came close to one of them or the other ones, or hikiv shrin lishneim, or achazmem, or was surrounded by the shrin, one of these hairs, or both of them, or chalokim, or split between them, by having a shrin, or micha shrin, to having this. Shrin, or the live skin of a shrin, or michva, michis amichva, haboyak, or the same type of things from a wound, from a burn, or there was a boyak, a paler color, which is not a tzaras color, in between them. All these things are reasons to be metaya, the simani to tuma, or noidul amichyo saloven. If after all that happens, basically, they had simon tuma, and then they were separated, or disconnected, and they became tahar. If there's a new michya, new raw skin, which is new simon tuma, or new hairs, then he's tuma. Or nothing new grew out of it, then he's tahar, because by the above mentioned situation happening, it removes the simon tuma. Kulam shechaz b'mrosh yevoyim harayim kemois shehoyu. If the rosh yevoyim come back, it's the same status, because anyway it was tamei since he started off kulay lovin. Par b'ksasa tamei par v'kulay ha'ezet tamei. That's the rule that par b'ksasa. If part of his body got regular skin, and then the saras spread into that area. If he didn't cover the entire area, then he's tummy, because, as I said, the saras grew, but he's not completely loving. The whole thing became white, then he is tahor.